This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2277, Actionable Tips to Help You Wake Up Earlier by Shirley of daringliving.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy that reads to you every day. The show covers self-help, minimalism, happiness, and more. But if you want to hear articles specifically about money or health or relationships or entrepreneurship, we have more shows. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this, and all of the other shows should pop right up, and you can subscribe or follow for free. And now we're going to get right to another article as we optimize your life. Actionable Tips to Help You Wake Up Earlier by Shirley of daringliving.com. Waking up earlier in the morning is crucial to determining how my day will go. No joke. With the extra time in the morning, I like to give time to myself and practice my morning rituals. I'm not saying that we should all wake up earlier. It might not be for everyone, as we all function differently. For me, I find it a lot easier to focus and think with a clearer mind if I wake up at least 3 hours before I head to work, usually at 6 a.m. I still do not wake up as early as I would like sometimes, but I do strive for it every day to make it into a habit. I even consider it as one of my keystone habits. Recently, I also thought about waking up at 5 a.m., but that's still a work in progress. When you're just starting to wake up earlier, it can be tricky in the beginning. No matter how hard you try, you just can't get out of bed, or you keep pressing the snooze button without realizing. I understand, because I've been there. If you're like me and find waking up earlier helpful for your overall well-being, here are some tips to help you develop this habit. 4 tips to help you wake up earlier. Number 1, understand your motivation. Before developing any habit, you must first understand your motive. Why do you want to wake up at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. instead of 9 or 10 in the morning? Is it just because everyone or the internet or Shirley is telling you to do so? Or do you really see a need in your current lifestyle that requires this change? How will this habit benefit you in the long run? How will this affect you, your mood, your daily routine, and your relationship with others? If you do not see this habit as something important to you, then it's best to spend your energy on doing other things instead. Developing a habit requires willpower, and you really have to want to change and have the desire to wake up early in order to make it stick. Number 2, get your optimal hours of sleep. This might sound like a no-brainer tip, but it's actually the one thing that most people struggle with the most. We all function a lot better with a good rest. It's important to determine how many hours of sleep you need daily to function at your best self. For me, it's 7 hours. If I sleep more than 9 hours, I actually find myself waking up drowsier and not in a good mood. If I want to wake up at 6 a.m., I try to go to bed by 11 p.m. to get my 7 hours in. See, these hours don't sound too bad, right? Number 3, set rules. What I learned is that you have to be self-disciplined and set out specific rules for yourself. One rule that I had is the 3 snooze rule. I can only press the snooze button 3 times, and on the 3rd snooze, I must get my lazy butt out of that bed. Another rule I've used is Mel Robbins' 5-second rule technique. It helped me a lot to wake up immediately in the morning and also informing other habits as well. And number 4, ask why. If you're struggling to get out of bed, find out why you can't. Did you not get many hours of sleep the night before? Well, go to bed earlier. Is the alarm too easy to turn off? Place it outside your bedroom. Is the alarm not loud enough, or you just hate the sound of it when it rings? Change to a gradually increasing volume with uplifting music. Is it too cold, so you just want to cuddle up in your bed? Wear more when you sleep, or turn up the heater. Find out the specific reason that's making you stay in the bed. At one point, I even had a water spray beside my bed so I could give myself a spray of freshness that would make me jump out of bed right away. The point is, if you really want something, you will do whatever it takes to accomplish it. If I can do it, you can surely do it too. Best of luck. I have faith in you. You just listened to the post titled Actionable Tips to Help You Wake Up Earlier by Shirley of daringliving.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. All right, that'll do it for the Sunday episode. Thank you for being here and being part of this journey. It's meant a lot over the years. And thank you for sharing this show with others. That's helped me keep going all this time. Have a great day, a great weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.